Good morning, everyone, and welcome again back out into the bush. And I hope God is just really blessing you on this day. Today, we're going to start a journey through the Gospel of John and discover or rediscover and just look at everything we can find about Jesus. As we talked about last week, we need to have a sharp focus on Jesus. And that's what the Christian life is all about. We'll learn about Him and then follow Him. Well, now I've preached through the Gospel of John twice, but this time is a little different. I think what it is, I don't want just to preach through it, but I want to get a fresh new look at this person who is the Son of God, who is our Lord and Savior, whose name is Jesus Christ. So I invite you to join with me as we journey through the Gospel of John. And so get your Bibles, turn to the Gospel of John. I've discovered that if you're going to find out about a biblical person, there is only one way to find that out, and it's not through research and science and opinions. It's through going through the Bible and reading what God has preserved for us to read. And that's in our Bible. We should become very familiar with that. So before we do that, let's go to the Lord in prayer and just ask the Lord to open our eyes. Father, thank you, Lord, for the day. Thank you for another opportunity to look at the life of Jesus in the Gospel of John. Now we ask that you just open our eyes. Pray that you send the Holy Spirit to illuminate our minds with what we are seeing. Let us see the real person. Let us experience Jesus brand new. Father, we just ask that you will do that so we can have a fresh new look of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Now let's go on over to the Gospel of John. Last week, I encouraged you to read the first 14 verses and see if you could find six things about Jesus. I'm sure you did, because I think there is more than six. I hope you did that study. Now let's just read the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. What an awesome statement. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Now, we could stop right there, and I'll resist that urge to jump into the study. Let's read just a little bit more. Verse number 6. There was a man sent from God whose name was John, and he came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. That's powerful. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. May God bless the reading of his Word. So who was this guy John? What gives him the right to say the things that he does? Well, John was part of the Lord Jesus' inner circle. You've got Peter, James, and John. And these three guys were with him everywhere that he went. They were observing, they were asking questions. They've just listened. But there's one place they didn't go. Often Jesus went by himself into the wilderness to spend time with God, and we can learn from that. There is valuable time, value to be gained from spending time alone. But these three men went almost everywhere with Jesus. And John makes some pretty fantastic claims in the Gospel of John. And let's just take a look at some of these. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Let me read that again. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So clearly the Word was not only with God, but it was God. So who or what is the Word that John is making reference to? Well, if you do a study on that, you'll find a lot of competing ideas about what the Word was. But most of them come to a pretty solid conclusion, and I think they got that conclusion from verse number 14. Let me read that. John answers that question. And that Word that was in the beginning with God and was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, or as some Bibles say, begotten Son. And then he continues, full of grace and truth. That can be no other person but Jesus Christ, the one that we want to see and experience in a brand new way. But in reality, John just said, this Word, which is Jesus, was God. That's a pretty strong statement, that Jesus was God. Now, I know you know that, but it's important for you to nail that down and understand why you believe that, because some religions teach that Jesus was a God, which is not what the Bible teaches. We believe in only one God, but Jesus is that God in the flesh. So we need to nail that down. And right here is a good proof text for that Jesus is God. In my book, Jesus is God. And God the Son, and God the Father, and God the Holy Spirit are all three one. And that's what we call the Trinity, or as some people would say, the Holy Trinity. So, but there's a question that needs to be asked here. What right does John have to say the things that he did? Well, let's take a look over to 1 John chapter 1 and verses 1 and 2 that we looked at last week. John writes this, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, and which we have looked upon and have touched with our hands concerning the word of life, seen and touched and heard. Verse 2, the life was made manifest, and we have seen it and testified to it and proclaimed to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. So John saw Jesus. He heard Jesus. He touched Jesus. You can get no closer eyewitness than the Apostle John. So if you want to get an accurate view who Jesus is, this is the man who can give it to you. John was an eyewitness. But you know, John gives us a different view of the life of Jesus than the other Gospels. John is unique. See, I believe he had the right to say the things that he did. There's a lot of things the other Gospel writers didn't include that was included in John. Well, let's look at some other things that John wrote in the first 14 verses. Verse number 3, all things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. John was writing about the Word, which we know to be Jesus, and he connects that with creation. I want you to get your head around this. A bird, a cat, a dog, the sun, the moon, the stars, the plants, the flowers. Jesus has his hands all over that. Now we're learning about Jesus. Jesus was in the beginning with God. Jesus was God. Jesus was instrumental in all of creation. That's who we call Jesus, our Lord and Savior. That is a profound thought. Let's go on over to verses 4 and 5. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Jesus had life, and he had light in him. And John just said that the darkness of this world will never, ever overcome or defeat the light that's in Jesus. That is a magnificent promise. So whenever the darkness of the world starts crushing in on you, I know sometimes it can be very discouraging and depressing, but when that darkness starts pressing in, and we've all been there, we've all experienced it, when that darkness starts pressing in, look to Jesus, whose is the light. The old song, turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face. If you do that, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. If we don't get anything else out of this message today, I want you to get that. Jesus is the light of the world. We live in a dark, dark world. But Jesus provides a light that no darkness will ever be able to crush, suppress, or put out. So turn your eyes on Jesus when things are looking dark. He'll bring light and joy to your life. So we just need to get our eyes off of the things of the world. Don't you think that's a good idea? And on Jesus. Now, just a couple of more things that John said. Speaking of Jesus, he said in verses 11 and 10 and 11, he was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. We know that Jesus came first to the Jews, that he was a Jew, but they rejected him. That would be one of the saddest verses in the Bible. Jesus that created all things came to his people and they refused him. They rejected him. That would be so, so hard. But now get this. Through the Jews' rejection, Jesus turned to someone else. Verse 12 and 13. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. That was written to every single person since the time of John. And it means that those who will turn their eyes on Jesus and believe in him and accept him, he gives us the ability, the right to become children of God. That was written to you and me. All who receive Jesus or believe on him are children of God. Are you one of those? Are you? But there's just one other thing that I want to look at before we're done for today. As Christians, we are born into the kingdom of God, not in the flesh or by the will of a person. We become children of God by the design of God. He provided the way. If we follow the way, we can become children of God And Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes into the Father except by me. We come through Jesus. But there's something else. We didn't come by the will of man. We come by the drawing of God. God draws every human being to himself. Everyone, God draws them. Then it's up to us either to accept that invitation or reject it. Let me ask you, what have you done? Have you done that? Have you done that? Today, if you would like to invite Jesus into your life, I would encourage you to do that. Just remember, you are a sinner. You're born into sin just as I was. Jesus died for us while we were sinners. Now he's offered his grace and forgiveness through his blood. If we'll call on him, invite him to be the Lord and Savior of our life, then he will save us. And if you'll do that today, just let us know. Drop us a note. Let us know. Would you just say yes to Jesus? Father, thank you for the day. Thank you for this study about Jesus. Lord, thank you that we can see him fresh and new in the Gospel of John. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, read the rest of the chapter in John chapter 1 for next week.